The cap on pain and suffering lawsuits has grown with inflation to about $430,000 today. David Skoglund is the president of the Wisconsin Academy of Trial Lawyers. He says the limit may help doctors, but Wisconsin's health care costs are among the highest in the nation. Skoglund says instead of infringing on victims' rights, the state should examine why insurance companies charge so much.
While the public and doctors are encouraged by a vast array of corporate and political voices to blame lawyers for high malpractice premiums and high medical costs, the role of the insurance company is overlooked and they remain unaccountable.
Skoglund says his group is exploring legislation that would repeal the limit on malpractice awards. The state's largest doctors group says that would be a mistake, since the cap is ensured that doctors can afford to practice here. The Wisconsin Medical Society's Steve Busalaki says that's helped ease the blow of more expensive health care.
Health costs have certainly gone up, there's no question about that. But the question is, have they gone up as fast as they otherwise would have if there wouldn't be caps?
Since the cap was put in place, the Trial Lawyers Association says 9 victims have had larger jury awards overturned by state law. In that same time, the state fund set up to pay malpractice claims has gone from a deficit to a more than $700 million surplus. The state Supreme Court is currently weighing a case that challenges the constitutionality of Wisconsin's malpractice law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.